From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Edge of Evil by J.H. Ance. Now let's begin with Edge of Evil. Prologue. A pair of headlights inched down Schnebley Hill Road, down from the McGowan Rim toward Red Rocked Rim, Sedona, 11 treacherous miles below. Had anyone been able to see through the falling snow, they might have thought the vehicle was traversing the sheer cliff face itself. Less than a half mile from the top, at a spot where the road made a hairpin turn back into a canyon, an older model Chevy Yukon came to a stop. With the engine still running, a door opened. Someone stepped out into the falling snow. The door slammed shut quietly, very quietly, the sound muffled by the heavy, wet flakes. For a few seconds, nothing at all happened, and for a while thereafter, it seemed as though nothing would. Then slowly, very slowly, the SUV inched forward. Rather than following the narrow roadway that wound back onto the safety of the mountains, the Yukon instead moved forward, straight out and over the edge. The burning headlights cut through the darkness and the falling snow as the Yukon arched downward. In clear weather, the explosion of metal as the vehicle slammed into the first outcropping of rock would have echoed up and down the canyon walls. But on this snowy early March night, it was muffled. As the Yukon continued its deadly end-over-end tumble, a body flew soundlessly out through one of the smashed windows and landed, limp and lifeless as a rag doll, its shattered arms flung around the base of a scrubby pine. Without its passenger, the Yukon continued.